Hey, Alyssa.
Hey, oh. That would have been really annoying. Hey, Sam. Had gum in my mouth, sorry.
Are you ready now?
I'm ready now, yeah. I'm not going to chew in your ear the whole time.
Hey, Matt.
Are you saving that gum for later?
No questions at this time, please. Stuck at the office or traffic jam. Time to take it easy with Alyssa and Sam. Is that show you know?
Hi.
Okay, so we didn't do this at my wedding, but I wanted to originally because when I was a little kid, I went to, I think it was one of my cousin's weddings, and I saw them do the shoe game, it's called. And so the bride and groom sit back to back, and they have one of their shoes and one of their partner's shoes in the other hand. And then someone will ask them questions, and they have to hold up, deeply sighing into the mic. So somebody will ask them questions, and then they'll either hold up their shoe to answer, like that they're the messier one or whatever kind of thing, or their partner's shoe. That's what we're going to do here today because I didn't get to do it at my wedding.
Yeah, but for those of you just listening, it's not Sam and Matt doing it. It's Sam and I doing the newlyweds game.
Yeah.
But Matt's going to be asking the questions, and he's, like, elusively off camera.
And we're not going to have shoes, obviously, because that doesn't work for the audio version.
Yeah. But I think it's fun if we put up our hands and say, at the same time. I don't know. I kind of want, like, an action with it.
So you either point at yourself or point at you? Or just you just put up your hand?
So, like, yeah. So I would point at you or I would put up my hand.
Okay.
But aren't you guys, you're not supposed to see each other, the whole point of it. You're supposed to go back to back.
We're
going to
have to change some things around.
Yeah, because I want to be able to, like, debate. Like, what if we both say ourselves? Then I want to be able to, like, debate.
We need to, like, flesh this out a little bit.
Who made the first move?
Oh, we're getting right into it.
No, I said skip those ones.
Well, no. I agree with that one, though.
You agree?
Yeah. Okay. Let me think.
So, Mr. McParland.
No, you made the first move because I would have been too shy, I think.
That, wow, doesn't strike me at all as being accurate.
Who do you think made the first move?
We got paired up. So there was no first move.
But who do you think
said hi first?
Yeah. I feel like it was probably
okay,
you.
Maybe it was
me. Or maybe it was me. Well, now I just don't know. Okay, yeah, maybe we'll skip that one. I don't know.
Are you not excited because you don't have FaceTime?
You can come sit over here.
I'm still not participating. I'm just the Alex Trebek of this game.
Yeah, but you can, like, you can argue on your wife's behalf also.
We'll see.
Okay. Or against your wife's behalf.
Yeah, maybe don't do that.
Who's more romantic? Is that
Alyssa?
I would say I'm more romantic. I'm like, even with Sam, like, I used to try to, like, hold her hand and stuff like that. And Sam was like, I'm way cuddlier.
Yeah. I would say Alyssa.
Yeah.
I would agree.
I get like
dare
a
you.
I get like a one arm hug. But sometimes
I love you.
Sometimes I get the two arm hug.
Who plans more elaborate date nights?
Sam and I just staring at
not
each other.
How much planning
intensely.
Going on in their
Matt?
Lives.
I would say Matt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and even, like, I've been on, like, I guess date nights that Matt has planned because it's, like, a family thing, but Matt planned it.
That's how elaborate they get. They involve the whole neighborhood.
The whole family, yeah. Matt gets one.
Sweet.
Outside source.
Yeah. I'd like to call a friend.
Yeah.
Who wears the pants in the relationship?
Oh, Sam's pointing at me?
Me?
I'm pointing at Sam?
I feel like it's even. I feel like we each have a leg. It's like a three-legged race when we're wearing three-legged pants.
Sisterhood of the traveling pants.
Yeah.
This is what I would say. It's I think, well, yeah, you're right. Because I would say that you wear the pants like, but not, well, there's just different, like, business styles. But I would say, like, you have the ideas. But then I would wear the pants when it comes to, like, confrontation or like talking to like business professionals. Like I'm
killing
the one
spiders.
Killing spiders.
You don't kill spiders.
Yes, she does on my behalf. She won't do it for herself.
No.
Why do you keep calling me to do it then?
Well, if you're available. I mean, Jesus Christ. But if Sam is in need, I've got your wife's back, okay?
She's fearless, stone-faced.
One time when you weren't here, I literally searched your upstairs for a spider that she had seen.
And?
Couldn't find it.
There and was, then it came back later.
There was a big one. I'll give you that one the other night. Above yeah, Matt, the door.
It was like dark out, and so he only saw the shadow of it. And he was like, the shadow's just making it look bigger. And then he had to hit it 3 times to kill it because it was so huge.
With my sandal. But yeah, the shadow, I didn't want to show my fear. But when she, because she had the light, so the spider was behind the shadow. And I thought that was the real spider, and it was huge. But yeah, it actually was bigger than I thought too.
Who
it,
do you think wears the pants? Just as an aside, it's not really an aside. That was an aside. Who do you think wears the pants in our relationship, Matt?
You.
I agree.
Who's the better driver?
Oh. I don't know. Okay, here's the only thing, though. Alyssa's putting up her hand for herself, but here's the only thing. You're so fearful sometimes that I think that that could end up resulting in...
Okay, I'm
not... I would say that I started being a very bad driver, yes.
I heard you drive super slow.
I don't drive slow. I don't drive slow, okay? I drive the speed limit.
You go slow.
But I'm slow in some people's ideas because they're like maniacs and just like zip into traffic whenever they feel like it.
The speed limit is slow.
Okay, well, it's there for a reason, number one.
But no one goes it.
I haven't had a ticket in 8 years.
Doesn't matter.
Irrelevant.
Exactly. Driving slow and not having a ticket. Yeah, okay, you obviously drive slow then if you haven't had a ticket.
Yeah, which is like per the law.
So she's a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, and I drive in the right lane, okay? Like, I'm not slowing.
Okay, well, that's good. Then you get a point for that.
Yeah, I'm not slowing down traffic. This is what I will say is like I'm cautious to merge with traffic if there's not a big enough gap. Mind the gap. I need a gap. And same with left-hand turns, okay? Advanced greens? No, I fucked that shit up. I am like, boom, right there on the green arrow. But I don't think that I'm like dangerously cautious where I'm going to cause an accident. I think that I just wait for a really nice gap.
Okay, yeah, really nice gap.
Yeah, to keep everybody in my car safe.
Because there is often times where it's like more than a generous enough amount of a gap, and I've heard you say almost every single time we drive in your car, you're like, I could have gone.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'll give you that one. Yeah, okay, Alyssa's better.
And
driver.
I'm getting better with my gap length. Like yesterday, you would have been proud of me. I was like,
less than a kilometer between you and the approaching car.
Even my Tesla, when you put it on auto drive, it automatically adds 10 kilometers to the speed limit. So you go automatically 10 kilometers over.
Okay, I go like 7 kilometers over, I'd say.
My dad always said that 10 kilometers over the speed limit is your God-given right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to bring that up.
I respect Don. I respect that. No, you know what? I used to speed. I used to be like way more of a, I would say,
wild
like
child.
Reckless driver. Well, yes. But I just am a different woman these days.
Yeah.
And I just respect the law and all of its.
I forgot to switch the laundry over. Sorry. Okay. I respect you for respecting the law.
Thank you. I actually am doing laundry also right now. It's laundry day.
And I'll give you some credit. You've gotten a lot better at driving. Who's more likely to talk their way out of a speeding ticket?
Well, I just wouldn't need to.
Yeah, you proved that one. As we preface, I don't think either of us would, though.
No, I don't think so. But when I used to get a lot of tickets. And when I used to, I would talk my way out of them in court.
Yeah.
So I would say not at the time. There's honestly, I don't feel like there's really any way to talk yourself out of a speeding ticket once they've decided they're giving you one. They basically have like already decided by the time they approach you if they're going to give you a warning or not.
Yeah.
But I did dispute my tickets, and we would always come to an understanding, me and the police officer.
The only reason that I would try to talk my way out of a speeding ticket is if I was, or like a ticket in general, is if I genuinely felt like I wasn't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was actually speeding, I wouldn't try to talk myself out of it because I'd be like, I was speeding. So
mm-hmm.
Them's the brakes.
Yeah. I did haggle a lot in court.
So Alyssa in court.
Yeah.
Aren't we supposed to be raising hands or something?
Yeah, but then
she gave it up.
I gave it up.
I guess people can tell who's talking anyways.
Sometimes. Some people can't.
Yeah.
What?
They think that we have like the same voice. But we talk like very similarly because we hang out so much.
Your vocabulary is similar, but the way you enunciate is different.
Yeah.
Who's better when it comes to directions?
I feel like I know that you're remembering that one time that I got mad at you for.
I am explicitly remembering that one time.
Sam was supposed to be.
It was like 7 years ago, but I haven't let it go.
Sam was supposed to be directing me. We were in Vancouver and she was supposed to be directing me, but she kept like going away from the like map and texting on her phone.
Yeah.
And then we kept missing exits and turns. And she's like, oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. You were supposed to take that exit, but it's okay. And then I was like getting frustrated and I was like, I can't remember what I said, but obviously it was hurtful.
You said that. I mean, I feel like both of us just use GPS.
Yeah, I will say I'm pretty bad with giving like directions in any case. Like my dad always used to get so mad at me. He'd be like, say it's like the third drawer from the top. Whereas I'm like, okay, go into the kitchen, turn to your right. Do you know where the coffee maker is? Okay, so under the coffee maker. And my dad's like, just say third drawer from the right. So I'm pretty bad at like explaining
kitchen
shit like
directions.
That. Yeah.
I think all the answers have been so obscure.
I think if you call it directions, like you just brought up saying like instructions, mm-hmm. then I think you're pretty good at it. But I haven't really experienced you giving me directions.
I think that especially downtown Vancouver, I'm pretty good with where we are downtown.
Yeah. But I'm talking about instructions is in like if I call you and I say, where's the toothpaste?
Mm.
That's the instructions I'm talking about, not directions like driving. Yeah. That's what Alyssa was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bad with that. I'll give you that one. So, Sam.
All right. I'll take that win. It's my first one.
Mm-hmm. Who's the best chef?
I think Sam.
I feel like you're chefly more often, though.
Yeah, I would say, like, the number of chef moments I have are greater, but I learned a lot about cooking because of you.
So, my parents.
Yeah.
That's who we're deflecting this to.
Yeah.
I mean, I can make like a mean sauce, that's for sure.
Yeah, your sauces and like dips and like aiolis.
What are you laughing about? You don't like my sauces and dips?
I love your sauces and dips. I just think it's funny that that's what you're talking of.
Because sauces and dips are like the best part of any meal.
Yeah, because like what if you just had like
dry ass
rice, chicken, hot sauce on top?
Is there a cookbook specifically for sauces and dips?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm sure.
There's like four mother sauces.
And it's in my fucking mind.
Next business venture. Okay, so.
Sam sauces and dips.
They can sell it at Sam's Club.
Well, that's a good one.
Huh,
clever.
Perfect. Thanks. I think they did shut it down.
But yeah. Who's pick your eater? I think.
Oh, that's so hard because you have more like,
but I wouldn't call restrictions picky because that's like it's not that I don't like meat. I just don't eat it.
Yeah.
I would say that you're more like particular about, well, but it's because you're eating meat. Cause if I was eating meat, I'd be, no, I'm pretty fucking particular.
I would say so. Yeah.
I would say probably
you like what I like. Yeah. Yeah. Well, even like when we were growing up, there was iced tea in my house always. And my mom wanted us to stop using the purified water for juices.
Bane of my existence.
For juices and iced teas. And I told Sam that. And she's like, well, I don't want it then. Like, she didn't want iced tea unless it was with the purified water.
And I stand by that.
But the water was an automatic one that you use tap water and then it filtrates it?
No, ours we had to purchase it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Then I can understand
her logic.
Yeah.
She also used to keep tea bags on the counter. But I'm, like, really particular about, like, cutting things super small and like mm-hmm. when I was eating meat, like all the fat, all the veins, all like everything, like it had to be like pure, which I know you're weird about that too. Yeah. But like, yeah, I just
if I'm out though, like I'll basically eat anything.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of fish, but like I ate some shit in Denmark, okay?
Go on.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Was it gross?
I mean, like, all of the meals were, like, so beautifully prepared. I just, like, am not a huge fan of fish. And the amount is grandiose. Like, their traditional, like, Danish meals, there's so many courses and it's, like, so dense. Like, there's a lot of cheese. One time when I was there, I thought that this spread was cream cheese, but it was butter. And so I slathered it on as if it was cream cheese. My relatives didn't even, like, bat an eyelash, which is also more concerning. But I slathered it on as if it was cream cheese and I took a bite and it was fucking butter.
I wouldn't be upset about that. I was watching a cooking video the other day. Like, you know those like quick like BuzzFeed ones?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like that from a different company. But they were making this like seafood pot roast kind of thing with like corn and shrimp and all this shit. They put 7 sticks of butter. It was just like butter soup.
Was it paella?
Gross.
No, no. It was literally just like corn on the cob, like this big, and and shrimp and potatoes and stuff like that.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, I ate flounder with a lot of fat on it. Mine was just like, and the skin was on it, but then I don't know, I just got a really fatty piece and it was just like jelly in my mouth.
I don't like how they cook the fish whole and they serve it to you like that.
I didn't actually get that in Denmark.
So how did you get it with the outside still on it?
Well, because it's like a fillet.
Yeah, it was a fillet.
With the skin on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, just like when you buy salmon. Yeah,
but salmon doesn't have the skin on the outside when you cook it.
You can.
Well, I've never had that.
Mm. Yeah, and then you cook it and then you flip it and then you can peel the skin off.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh.
That's gross. I'm not a huge fish guy either. Thanks for asking. who handles the groceries?
Both.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
Except when Sam's in quarantine.
Yeah.
Then I handle the groceries. I go grocery shopping more often.
Yeah.
But I also eat a lot more.
You cook a lot more.
Yeah, but I'd say I eat a lot more right now.
Yeah, right now, for sure. Yeah.
I'm eating like 2,200 calories a day.
You're going to love this next one.
Oh, no.
Who's a better tipper?
Sam?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's hard to say. I don't know. Like, I always tip 20%.
Yeah, not that Alyssa's a bad tipper.
No.
At all.
But, like, Sam will tip for, like, the weirdest shit. Like, Sam used to tip at Subway.
Because they're making minimum wage.
Like, in high school. Yeah, which is, like, really kind. I didn't feel I had the money to tip for $5 for a Subway sandwich.
If I got that money, I'm tipping.
Yeah, for sure.
In a big way.
Oh, but I thought you were going to be the better tipper because you worked in the service industry for so long.
Yeah. When I was in the service industry and I was drinking and stuff like that, for sure I would be a better tipper because I would tip $5 on a $5 cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say now I'm just like across the board 20%. Whereas I feel like Sam might be more likely if the meal was like $35 to leave like a 50 and walk away or something like that.
And I think too, like just because like I don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like, so it's like my money's going towards food predominantly. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why like tipping's never bothered me.
Yeah. Tipping doesn't bother me at all, but I'm always like credit now anyway. So I just hit 20% and move on.
Yeah.
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 Who's more likely to steal all the covers on a cold night?
Me.
Oh, really? I was going to say me.
Do you think so?
Well, I'm trying to think of complaints from our sleepovers and I thought me stealing the covers was a complaint.
But you like
You sleeping across like the top of the pillows was a complaint.
I still stand by that. It was my bed.
It was cat.
My house. I wanted to
literally like, you know how Kuma will come and like sit at the top of my. That's how Alyssa was sleeping the one night.
It's just interesting that you allow Kuma to do that, but not me.
We don't let her stay.
She's
there
a
that
dog.
Long.
I can't reason with her.
This was 10 years ago. Kind of seems like you can't reason with
you
me.
You are
either.
A regular, 10 regular years human ago. Woman.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while since we've had a sleepover.
I no. slept downstairs. She I slept downstairs down with Grunt.
Yeah, she was down there one time.
One time.
Oh my God, that was horrifying.
But to answer the question, I think you would be more likely because you like the room super cold already.
Because I like to have my heating pad on. Because my back's in perpetual pain.
So in this instance, you have a heating pad, so then you're going to steal the covers more because it's cold in the room.
Yeah, I have been. Well, gosh, I just don't know. I think overall, I'm a more annoying sleeper, I'll just say.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah.
Alyssa has a heating pad that's like non-regulation. She was like, I was like, my heating pad never gets hot enough to like satiate because like I'll leave it on for hours, like at the hottest setting kind of things. My back's always so painful. And she was like, oh, I have a heating pad that's really hot. And I was like, honestly, like mine gets pretty hot, but like, and she was like, no, you should try it on the lowest setting. It was like literally my skin was about to burn. Like, I was like, this is not. There's
some
no
black
way
market.
Yeah, like this was like okay in the 80s and then they definitely made this like illegal.
I'm pretty sure it was from the 70s because my grandma gave it to me.
You're gonna like blow a circuit using that.
Yeah. So I was wondering why I freaking hydro bill so high. I thought it was my car, but it was your
it's her archaic sleeping
her Soviet era done. Sleeping heating pad.
I've since retired the heating pad because it did burn me one time.
Dude, that's so been fucking insane.
I've been scorned.
Yeah. Who snores louder?
Alyssa.
Oh, me, for sure.
Hands down.
Oh my goodness, it's outrageous.
It is outrageous.
I have perpetual sinus issues. It's yeah. My dad, this was before I had sinus issues. My dad used to say, I suck the drapes off the window. Oh my God. I'm not like a cute sleeper, okay? I sleep with my mouth wide open.
Yeah, you do. I was literally, I can picture you sleeping and you're like.
like nobody. Nobody that's dated me has, like, watched me sleep in a cute way. You know what I mean?
Sleeping angel.
No. I drool if I'm on my side. I snore really loud. I sweat. Like,
but it's like the snoring is like, it's as if you're dying. like gasping for air kind of thing.
I did get tested for sleep apnea, and I have low grade, yeah, where they, like, it's not worthwhile to treat it in any way.
Like a sleep mask thing.
Yeah, I can't remember what those are called, but yeah. But yeah, I do snore very loud.
Definitely, Alyssa, yeah.
But it's the worst is when I'm on my back and I have both my arms up.
Is that when you snore the loudest?
That's when I snore the loudest. You take one down, it's less. You take another one down, it's less. On my side, I don't snore basically at all.
Matt goes like this. And it's like, oh, like, I don't know. It, like, literally, like, summons me from my sleep because it's just, like, the weirdest noise. It's, like, not super loud. It's just so odd.
I got dry mouth.
Yeah. He's got them, like, midnight pasties.
That's why I couldn't wear my retainer because my mouth got so dry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It ruined me.
Jeff does that, too, but only, like, 4 or 5 times. We could be like. And it's just quiet.
This isn't about me.
Now you don't want the spotlight.
Who wakes up first?
Sam. Me.
Yeah.
Usually. Although Alyssa's been waking up pretty early lately.
Did I get up before you this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a rough sleep last night.
Oh, how come?
I don't know.
I mean, I was dreaming that I was at a Loft convention.
Okay.
It's just been, I don't know. We haven't been having very good sleep lately.
Yeah.
Whom stays up the latest?
I mean, it's weird because Sam also stays up late.
Yeah.
But
I go to bed early, but I stay up fairly late.
Yeah. I would say, like, more often than not, though, I would be up past Sam.
Probably.
Yeah. Because, like, I sometimes don't go to bed until, like, 1 or 2.
Well, and you're more productive at night as well.
Yeah. So. I get the majority of my energy at, like, 5 to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Anytime before that, I'm, like, basically a zombie.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Alyssa.
Who's the better shower singer?
Oh, me. Because I do it.
Yeah.
I've never heard Sam sing.
I don't sing around people, that's for sure.
I know. I haven't been
blessed. Even in the car when I'm, like, yell screaming, Sam's like,
yeah. Alyssa definitely goes for it, that's for sure.
Yeah, I go ham. One time I was singing in the shower and Jeff came home. And I didn't know. And then I came out and he's like, I mean, Sam and her mom are on the deck. And we all just, like, looked at each other. They could hear me from upstairs. I was like, listen, okay, I'm Mariah Carey. I don't know what to tell you.
We'll give that one to Alyssa. Just a moment to thank today's first sponsor, which is Skillshare.
I'm always going to sing their name because I'm singing their praises.
They're going to hire you for an official jingle.
Yeah, no kidding. If the podcast doesn't work out.
Have a real future in that.
I have a real future in Skillshare specifically.
Maybe you could teach a Skillshare class called Improv Jingles.
I'm going to need to take a class on Skillshare about how to create a class on Skillshare.
Perfect.
In order to do that. If you guys don't know what Skillshare is, Skillshare is an online learning community. They have thousands and thousands of classes, everything from languages to arts to business. And I've been using Skillshare for, like, I would say a year now, and just in, like, different ways. I started with American Sign Language. I went into Spanish, into productivity. Like, I really... The range was endless.
Are you trying to tell me that you dropped the Spanish after all this time?
Well, okay, so I was on my Spanish game, okay, because uh-huh. Jeff and I were learning Spanish together.
Okay.
And then he left me, not for real, but, like, for a while.
this is how I'm announcing a breakup.
No, no, no. But then it kind of fell off, like when we couldn't do it together.
Wow. So this rolls back around to be my fault somehow.
Exactly. Okay, it's always gonna be your fault that I don't know Spanish. Skillshare offers classes designed for real life, so you can move your creative journey forward without putting your life on hold. You can learn and grow with short classes that fit your busy routine. I love that about Skillshare. You can pick it up, you can put it down, you can speed it up, you can slow it down. There's options for you.
Skillshare is also incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month.
I feel like people are often asking, especially you, but also me now, like things about social media, like how to get started, like mm-hmm. what to create. I think that we've talked about this class before, but there's one by Peggy Dean. It's called Social Media for the Creative Entrepreneur: Exposure Tips, Pros and Cons. I really like that Skillshare has classes based around this as well, because I find with newer industries, there's not that much
info and like resources.
Yeah. And so it's kind of like we become the resource, which is great as well, and like happy to do it. But I think being able to access it on your own time and maybe feeling a little bit more comfortable like accessing a website instead of having to reach out to like an influencer or whatever that you love. I just think that that's really cool that they have classes like what I feel for basically everything.
Yeah. And they're all just condensed and concise and
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not so good with the wording. So if you guys want to try Skillshare, you can explore your creativity, go to skillshare.com/approachable and get 2 free months of a premium membership.
That's skillshare.com/approachable for 2 free months of a premium membership.
Thank you so much, Skillshare.
Another huge thank you to today's other sponsor, which is HelloFresh. Get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable.
The recipes are easy to follow and quick to make with simple steps and pictures to guide you along the way. I love the pictures.
Love a picture book.
I do. I need the pictures because I need to know what it's like supposed to look like. I do that even like with online recipes too.
Yeah. HelloFresh offers so many delicious options every week to help you break out of your recipe rut and try new things. There's something for everyone, including low calorie, vegetarian, and kid-friendly recipes.
Kid-friendly.
Over 90% of ingredients are sourced directly from growers to ensure the freshest recipes are delivered to your door.
I talked about it in the last ad. I was wondering how they got such fresh produce because I felt like I was striking out every single time I tried to buy my own produce.
They've got the hookup.
That was the only way I could get fresh onions this summer was through HelloFresh.
Mmm, garlic bread is so good. That's the kind of flexibility I need in my lifestyle. Additional garlic bread.
The next HelloFresh order we're ordering, Sam, only garlic
bread. Just garlic bread.
HelloFresh is also committed to giving back. HelloFresh donated over 2.5 million meals to charity in 2019, and this year they're stepping up food donations to local communities amid the coronavirus crisis.
So if you guys would like to try out HelloFresh, you can go to HelloFresh.com/80approachable and use code 80approachable to get a total of $80 off your first month, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details.
That's HelloFresh.com/80approachable and use code 80approachable to get a total of $80 off your first month, including free shipping on your first box.
Thank you so much, HelloFresh.
Who spends more time staring at their phone?
Alyssa.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Without a doubt.
I'm like constantly on my phone unless Sam needs me in that moment, in which case I'm for some reason not on my phone.
Yeah. I feel like people would assume that it's me.
Yeah, it's not at all. You're rarely on your phone. It takes like, if I text you, like between 20 and 30 minutes before I get a text back because you're just like not on it.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. But I'm like, I'm constantly on it.
And her phone is on silent without vibrate, so if you call her, it's just pointless.
Which also makes it, like, exceedingly difficult to find my phone.
No kidding. But my phone is always next to me.
Yeah, I'm never on it, basically.
But
yeah.
The Find My Phone app...
it's not that precise.
Yeah, but it's still... You can make it noise. Remember when you left yours in the cab?
Oh, yeah.
We left hers in the cabin.
But that's assuming that I know where my other phone is.
You can make a ping.
Yeah, you can make a ping. And then someone, it said on the phone to call a number and then they called me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And then the cab driver drove back to me with my phone.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's a nice story.
For
a price.
We thought for sure. Yeah. But whatever. We thought for sure it was gone. Because like at least Uber, you know who the guy was and you could track it down. But with the cab.
Where was that?
In London. And all the cabs are like privately owned.
Ooh.
And we're like, oh, okay, great. So there's like literally no chance of finding this person.
Yeah, that was sick.
Matt, you got a sick golf tan.
In LA.
I just realized that. Damn. That's
bad.
A shade change for sure.
I know. Someone said in Sam's video that I need to learn SPF.
Learn SPF? Which video was that? The Amazon one?
Yeah.
Or maybe just wear a tank top. I don't know.
You can't wear a tank top golfing.
Tank top.
You have to wear a collared shirt.
You have to look professional.
You got to wear a tucked collared shirt.
Oh, I didn't realize there were rules to that, to appearance. Gatekeeping golf.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Dress code.
Mm-hmm, there is. It's for classy people.
Okay. I'm gonna start playing golf just so that I can be like, and I'm not classy.
Showing up in a ripped tank top.
Yeah. Hey, my boys. In my crop tops. Yeah.
There's courses for you. That's okay.
It's called mini golf.
We have courses for people like you. Elitist.
Yeah. No kidding. Matt's like, you can't golf with me.
Who's more likely to start an argument?
Oh, depends on the circumstance, I guess.
It doesn't have to be with each other. There's no specifics, but I would say just in general, and then I would say Alyssa.
What? I don't agree.
You're more confrontational than Sam. Sam will just be quiet.
But it depends on the circumstance.
Yeah.
Like if it's a restaurant related thing, you're all over it. If it's, I don't know, I've never seen
you. But it's not
an
argument. I just am like, this is not done right.
Yeah.
Well, you can call it confrontation. Who's more likely to start a confrontation? How about I reword it?
Well, a confrontation would be me, but I feel like argument would actually be Sam. I don't know.
I would probably. It takes a lot to get me to the point where, like, I'm going to argue, but I definitely don't, like, shy away at that point. Like, when it comes to my breaking point, it's over.
Yeah, like, this is how I'll, like, make sense of what it is. I feel like I let people, like, wrong me a lot more sort of thing. So if people are going to wrong you, it's like you will let them know right away, whereas I'm kind of like...
What? I feel the opposite.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like if it's something, like, not something small necessarily, but I feel like you're more likely to, like, call it out in the moment kind of thing, whereas, like, I'll let quite a bit slide until it gets to a point.
Yeah. That's true.
So...
undecided.
I'll say me.
Yeah, but for confrontation, I would say me. Like, I'm more likely
small
to
small confrontation, yeah. Alyssa. Actual long form argument.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Who's more?
Are we boring you?
I'm tired. Who's more likely to finish an argument?
Like, who's more
I'm
likely?
Assuming
to...
win.
Win? Oh.
Well, we don't argue with each other that much, but I feel like in, like, our relationships, both of us are more likely to win than our partners.
But it's not about winning. It's about understanding each other.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
What do you think, babe?
He's scared. I see the fear in his eyes.
Yeah, I don't ever win arguments. Yeah. So there's that answer.
So me.
This is the thing, is like I say this is the thing so much. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it. Mm-hmm. And like if you prove that I'm wrong, I'll be like, ah, yeah, you're right. So it's just that, like, unfortunately, I'm just not wrong that often.
But even at our wedding, Sam's dad said that she was good at arguing when she was like a little kid.
Yeah.
He couldn't win arguing with her when she was a little kid. So how do I stand a chance?
And that's a good point.
There we go.
Who's more likely to max out their credit card?
Alyssa.
Oh, me for sure.
Alyssa for sure.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay, so then who's more likely to save all their money?
Neither, but I don't max out my credit card very often.
No, mine's like... But, like, I do pay mine down, but then somehow... back up it goes. Just goes right back up. I was better at saving money
back before you moved in.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, back in the day.
I feel like we don't, we're not very good
influences
on one another, that's for sure. But I don't save my money. It all goes towards other shit.
Yeah, I mean,
but not necessarily like dumb stuff now.
Yeah.
No, I feel like all of our money's in like
businesses.
Yeah. Like 20% maybe is dumb shit, but the rest of it's actually like gone somewhere that it shouldn't
be. Yeah.
Mine's dumb shit.
I'm not saving, I'm reinvesting.
Okay. Mine's dumb shit.
Yeah. Just so we're clear.
Yeah. But I am on a no buy now and I'm saving because I want to save for the commune and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Did you find that you spent more money as soon as you moved downstairs or as soon as you moved in this upstairs here?
As soon as I stepped foot on the property line.
Yeah.
I started spending more money.
Okay, then. Who's clumsier?
Me. Alyssa.
Yeah. I drop shit all the time. I drop my phone all the time.
Yeah,
Alyssa. Yeah, you're not clumsy at all.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm looking at Sam for the audio listeners. Who's chattier?
Alyssa.
Oh, yeah, me.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, Sam's gonna love this question. What do you think it is?
I don't know, but it feels like a diss already.
Who's funnier?
Oh, 100% me.
Yeah, Sam's funnier.
No matter who I'm up against.
Sam's favorite question.
Like, Sam is really, really funny.
Thank you for being here to say that.
Yeah, you're welcome. There's just no question. But Sam is
there's
funny.
There's no question, she says.
I said between us. But one time Sam did say that I'm funny just who I am.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Alyssa doesn't, like, have to, like, try to be funny, that's for sure.
It's just, I'm just an embarrassing human.
Just witnessing you is enough.
Just witnessing me live is enough. Yeah.
Who's messier? I don't know why I look at you every single time I ask a question.
Sam?
Yeah, I would say you, but you do like things in their own place.
I like to organize, but like I think you organize more often. Like,
yeah.
And you clean more often, yeah.
Yeah, like I cannot stand a messy kitchen. I like my bathroom to be clean all the time and like put away clothes and do laundry and shit like
that. I just
that,
go to another room.
Yeah.
And then when the cycle ends because there's no other room to go to, then it's like, okay, well, now I have to organize the whole house.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. Matt's looking at me. Shade.
Sam's car is cleaner than mine, though. I've always had dirty cars.
That's because it's detailed. He just got it detailed.
But even in general, though, I wouldn't say I have dirty cars. I literally, anything I bring into my car, it stays in there, like clothes and like shoes and shit like that.
I will say, usually when I'm driving my car, if I like have to like hit the brakes a little bit harder than normal, like a SodaStream bottle flies out from underneath your side of the car.
Yeah.
That's not an uncommon experience.
I'm not good with like taking things out of the car that I once brought in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say what you need to say, Matt.
Well, I haven't been in her car, so I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about me not being clean. Because you were looking at me like this.
I was going to say once a month you have like a binge. A cleaning binge.
Once a month. I would say once every 3 weeks.
I clean the bathrooms every Sunday.
Oh, yeah. We don't have that kind of.
Fuck that shit.
And we clean the kitchen every day. But I would say my closet is like where the shit
someone goes. Cleans the kitchen most of the time. There's every now and then we'll leave it for a bit, but
yeah, it's hard when you cook so much. It's like
fucking
all
ridiculous.
It's so annoying.
Dude.
Yeah,
I feel like all I do is clean the kitchen.
Honestly, that is literally adulthood in a fucking nutshell. Everyone that's like, I wish I was an adult. No, it's just cleaning the kitchen.
Honestly, I find ways to not use the cutting board now. Because like
I'm just like holding everything, cutting it in your hand.
I do, or like I'll see if I can like use the actual Tupperware lid as the cutting
board. That's the easiest thing to clean though, the cutting board.
No, because I have to hand wash it and I just like
and so do I but you it. Just
Alyssa puts absolutely everything in the dishwasher though. She said that to me, and then when I saw it happen I was like, oh, you actually put every single thing in the
everything
dishwasher.
Well, except for these two pans. I have two pans that we hand wash, but other than that, everything goes in the dishwasher.
Another reason our hydro bills are through the roof.
actually, this is just Matt conducting.
Okay, listen.
Investigative.
You guys have a hot tub and a Tesla, so.
You use the hot tub, so yeah, don't even.
I know. Say we have a hot tub.
I
know, and
I love the hot tub.
Yeah, don't even play that card.
You guys have a hot tub.
Parsons Aquatics is my favorite. Okay.
I like that.
But using hand washing uses more water than dishwashers do.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that.
It does. Yeah. I read the stats. Matt can't argue with that. And I don't
She's getting ready for you to call her out on that.
Yeah. And I don't take baths anymore because of the hot tub. So I don't know.
Shit. Oh, yeah. I find it's a lot easier to cook when some, like, especially if we're cooking together. Where I'll start cleaning up after her, so or vice versa. So yeah. Then when you're ready to eat, it's like there's literally nothing left to clean up.
Yeah, I try to like put things away as I go and mm-hmm. stuff like
that. Yeah, it makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. not so daunting like when you're full of food and you walk back in the kitchen like, oh my God.
Yeah, I clean as I go for sure.
Yeah, so much easier. Mm-hmm. Who's more dramatic?
Me.
Alyssa.
Yeah. Were you worried I was gonna be upset about that or
no,
something?
No, I was trying to think because Matt calls me dramatic, but
oh no, I'm so dramatic.
Yeah, I think Alyssa.
I don't call you dramatic very often.
but it hurts when it
and
does
she
when
calls you, but me, it stings. She calls me dramatic
you
more than
you are dramatic, babe. Oh my God, you're so dramatic.
I have a flair for the drama, but
you
I'm
do
not
have
dramatic.
A flair for the drama. Oh my God, yes you do.
I feel like Sam is like more like wry, is that the right word? Like the dry humor?
Maybe. I don't know if that's the right word.
Yeah. Like not, I don't know if rye is offensive, like to you. That's not how I mean it. But I feel like if something, I'm like, oh my God. And you're like, relax. Okay.
I just like to blow things out of proportion just because I find it funny.
I feel like in order, least dramatic to most dramatic, me, Matt, Alyssa.
Who's more stubborn?
Alyssa.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different because I feel like
it's different though.
Like I am stubborn for sure on the things that I'm like 100% like not moving on. But I'm trying to think because
I would say you're stubborn, but I'm non-compliant.
Okay, yeah, that's a good way to put it. Okay. It's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Who's more organized?
Isn't that kind of the same as what we talked about earlier?
Let's skip it then.
Okay.
Who's more athletic?
Alyssa.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
How dare you? I didn't need you to pipe in at the end.
Saw you throw, what the hell did you throw in the backyard?
Okay, I'm not very good at throwing things. Sorry. But in my defense, okay, when the dogs are like bringing me their like oddly shaped toys and it's like drenched in slobber, it's kind of hard to get like a solid throw out of
it's the first time I've ever seen anything take a 90 degree turn with a forward motion. Who's more of a thrill seeker?
Neither.
You have to pick one.
Matt.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks. I think back in the day I was definitely more of a thrill seeker, but now I'm like just happy as is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm fine to be sitting.
I would say, like, if we were traveling, like, I would want to, like, say money isn't an object. I would want to, like, rent ATVs, rent Sea-Doos, like, go on the zip lining, that kind of thing.
I'm definitely not against that stuff at all. Yeah. Like, I will do that stuff, but, like, maybe not.
But you're not seeking it.
I'm not, like...
She's seeking the thrills. Yeah. You're just participating in the thrills.
I'm participating.
Yeah, okay.
Participation ribbon.
Yeah.
Well, this kind of... Who's more adventurous? Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say me just because, like, it's a wide array of things. Mm. Whereas, like, I think that you're more adventurous in, like, business and that kind of stuff.
All right.
Who's better at keeping secrets?
Alyssa. 100%. Yeah. Oh, my God. 100%, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Who would last longer on a deserted island?
Oh, yeah. Didn't we have this argument once before? all three of us?
Yeah, because we're watching Alone.
Yeah.
Sidebar, if you guys want to watch a good show kind of related to that question, there's a show called Alone on History Channel.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Sponsored by Matt.
I think I would last longer than Matt, but would I last longer than Alyssa? I don't know.
Now, let's... Who would last longer on a deserted island with no button to leave? You think you would last longer than me when I have no option to leave? If I had the option to leave, yeah, you would last longer than me because I get the fuck out of there. But if I had to stay there, you think you would last longer than me?
Yeah.
I'm a hunter-gatherer.
I'm
a double trouble.
In what ways are you a hunter or a gatherer?
I could hunt and gather. I know how to fish.
I know how to fish. I actually know how to fish as well.
I know how to fish too. I was fishing since I was like four.
And I know how to gather.
Gather what? Bullshit.
Fruits, veggies.
Fruits. It's fruits? So funny because I distinctly remember you saying to me that you didn't want to be a farmer. So that makes me believe that you're not as good at hunting and gathering as you thought.
But this is under I have to.
This is under I have to. Okay, between you and I, Alyssa, who do you think?
Well, I don't know anything about plants.
That's the only reason that I think I could maybe do okay.
Yeah, like I think that the physical labor of like creating like the lean-to or like a shack or something.
See, I don't know though. I feel like I could create a good yurt.
Yurt community question mark.
Exactly.
But
I think I could be pretty fucking creative. Like when I was a kid, I was definitely out there playing in the worms, making fucking mud cakes.
Yeah, so was I. I think most of us were as kids.
Yeah.
But I think I would, if there was a button, I would tap out first because I would get scared.
Yeah.
Like as soon as it started to get dark, I would press that fucking button.
But also I feel like Sam can just sit there and be still, so conserve calories. And I feel like you can't sit still.
No.
So yeah. What we're learning from this is that everyone thinks I'm the laziest.
That was a compliment.
Sam's
really good at conserving calories.
I think you're just...
Love that about you, babe.
Content. You're content just being.
I'm pretty good, yeah. Like, I'm pretty good, like, being on my own, like, just alone to my thoughts and my own devices.
I would get lonely. I would start snuggling anything.
But I'm also, like, not particularly scared of wildlife, which I think would be to my advantage. If I'm gonna go, let it be by a bear. Go ahead.
Oh, maybe not.
I would be fine if nature was taking me back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's more outgoing?
Alyssa. For sure.
Yeah. Okay. Who's handier?
Alyssa.
Yeah.
I would agree with that too, yeah.
What the hell, Matt? You gonna take my side on any of this?
Lots of it.
Yeah.
Who's more likely to cry during a sad movie? Okay. I've never seen you cry during a sad movie, so
the only
me? Yeah.
No, I never cry during. It's wild because I don't cry during movies. The only movies that I cry during are animated ones.
You're such a like dichotomy because like on one hand it's like you're always like I don't think we've recorded a single podcast where I'm not like are your eyes watering?
Yeah.
You'll cry over like the weirdest shit. Like when I turned around and you were crying while Era was licking you. But she tears were streaming down her face.
Why?
I was like, are you crying? And she was like,
because she was loving me. Like I could tell that like her heart was like into my heart. Like she loved her auntie.
But yeah, I feel like in situations where one would expect you to be emotional, you're not.
Yeah, I would agree.
The Notebook, every time I cry. Mm-mm. Every time, twice.
No.
Never. Every time, twice a time.
You're crying right now?
Yeah, she is. Remembering that memory. No.
Matt cried in Me Before You. He had just recently moved in and we were watching Me Before You, which is like, it's like a sad kind of like love story. But he was watching it and then he started smiling and then he like turned over and I just saw his shoulders shaking.
She loves that story.
You were trying to hide it.
Always. I probably will cry at every single movie I watch. It's a little bit sad, but I look away from the screen and think about something else so no one sees me crying about
it. Yeah, you've cried in a lot. So Matt is the most likely to cry, hilariously.
Yeah.
The only movies I've cried during are Herbie and Wall-E.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So Alyssa cries during non-events.
Yeah.
Matt cries during movies. I cry in appropriate situations.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's more likely to scream at the sight of a spider?
Oh, both of us.
I feel like Alyssa's more likely to scream. I'm more likely to like be like, bye.
Yeah, I would scream for sure. I do scream every time.
Yeah.
But you gotta go, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have like a little quiver.
Yeah.
So
I'm a quiver.
Who's more likely to a rave?
Me. Who's more likely to a rave? Go.
Who's more likely to arrive late to an appointment?
Neither.
Yeah, I'm pretty punctual.
I'm really punctual too, because my dad was like a freaking maniac about it.
Yeah, yeah. I hate being late too. Who's needier when they're sick?
I don't really like people around me when I'm sick.
Yeah.
I like to be alone.
I don't feel like I'm like particularly needy when I'm sick either.
No. I'm just like whiny, but I'm not needy.
Very whiny.
Yeah. I got man flu or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Who's the best gift giver?
Alyssa?
Aww.
You're just so sentimental.
Yeah. She's very sentimental, yeah.
Yeah. If I'm going to give a gift, it's usually like it has a meaning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like you're a more thoughtful gift giver for sure.
I don't think I've ever received a gift from you.
I got you two cards on your birthday.
Cards.
What do I get you, Matt? Come on. Gifts. Come on, man. We didn't have enough.
What do you get the man that has everything?
Well, and like, we didn't have any inside jokes yet. You know what I mean? I did think about getting you 20 sponges debacle, but they're $20 each. That's a lot of money.
But then are you going to like, but now that you say you don't have any inside jokes before, now are you like walking yourself into a corner where you think that now he's going to be expecting big things?
Because he thinks that now we have inside jokes for
longer. Yeah.
This is the thing is like, if we had inside stuff, then yeah, of course I would.
I given you a gift before?
Yeah, you got me a gift for
podcast.
You got a card for us.
Yeah.
No, I got your treats.
And treats. Mm, yeah. But you got me, I think it might have been for Christmas. Now I don't remember. Soda Stream shit.
Oh, yeah. That was
That was thoughtful.
I'm the best gift giver.
You're a pretty good gift giver, yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah,
you are. I feel like I'm good at giving gifts to people that it's just like it's hard. Like there's some people that like they are the people that are not likely to buy things for themselves. I'm good at giving gifts to you.
For sure.
But there's a lot of people that like they just what they want, they just get it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't as like conservative with their money these days.
Yeah.
But my parents are really easy to buy gifts for me, because they will not spend money on themselves.
Or who has a bigger wardrobe?
Alyssa. Oh, me.
For sure.
Because she will not get rid of clothes. Like,
yeah.
I pretty frequently declutter like my closet and like donate clothes or whatever.
Yeah, and oftentimes I'll go through the donated clothes and take like a third of them
and then save them forever, because then they then have sentimental value because I gave them to her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's exactly right.
Yeah. So definitely Alyssa.
Yeah, no, my closet is huge.
Yeah.
Who has the best style?
Sam, I would say.
I feel like we have the same style.
I know, but I took your style, basically.
You guys are literally wearing blue jeans and a white top together.
Yeah. The thing is, I change my style, like every year or so, I feel, because there was, like, the dressed-up Alyssa, and then there was, like, sporty Alyssa and, like, whatever Alyssa. So I would say that you have the best style, because mine just changes all the time. But, like, you've, like, stuck with yours.
Yeah, but regardless, I feel like I would argue that we regardless of who between us has the better style, I would say that both of us don't have like the style. Most immaculate style.
No.
We wear a lot of like comfort clothes.
Yeah.
But I think when you get dressed up, you can pick some pretty cool
ensembles. Back in, like if you scroll back in your Instagram, you have so many cute outfits.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Who takes the longest to get ready? Alyssa.
It depends on how ready we're getting.
Yeah. If we're getting ready, I feel like I can get ready pretty quickly, but I feel like Alyssa maybe takes longer to, like, get going.
For sure.
Like, if you're just,
that's
like,
why I said that,
getting
yeah.
ready kind of thing, but, like, Alyssa's, like, you know, having her coffee, mm-hmm. like.
I can't just get up and leave the house. I need 2 hours.
Yeah, I can get up and be, like, yep.
Because I feel like I've waited for you a couple times already, so that's why I said you.
Mm. Yeah, well, and especially, like, when we get out the door, I always have to pee first.
Mm.
So it's like, okay, I'm ready, and then I'm like, oh, wait, I have to pee. Oh, wait, I have to, like, feed Grunt. Oh, wait, I have to.
Yeah.
Grab my water bottle. I definitely take longer to get out of the house.
Yeah.
To get out the door.
Who's more likely to lose their keys/wallet?
Alyssa.
Yeah. I leave shit behind all the time.
Yeah.
And I've lost my wallet twice.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But it made its way back to me.
Yeah. The only thing I've ever seen you lose was the phone in London.
But which I got back.
Yeah. But that was like...
And the one time I got my phone stolen, I got it back to you. And then the one time I left my phone on a bus and the bus driver drove to me. To bring me
so
my phone.
You are likely to lose shit. You're just lucky to get just it your back. Phone.
Those were like 4 years apart, all of those incidents. Okay. So I'd say that's pretty infrequent.
Yeah, no, I lose stuff all
well,
the
obviously
time.
You're the worst one, it sounds like so.
I am the worst, yeah. Thank you for noticing. I lose sweaters and jackets a lot, too. So many a sweater. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lose clothes. I've been losing clothes recently that I have no clue how they left.
Okay, same downstairs. Do we have like a clothing thief? Amongst us?
Maybe.
Two hats.
Someone breaks in and just takes a few pieces of clothing a time.
Yes.
They're building a...
A wardrobe.
Yeah. A mannequin out of us.
Yeah.
Who does the dishes more?
Alyssa.
Me, yeah.
Who does the laundry more?
Alyssa.
Who's and a Matt. Who's a better... thank you. Who's a better dancer?
Alyssa?
Yeah, but I would say like... If we were, like, in a club, I think you'd be a better dancer. But I feel like I took actual dance for longer.
Yeah, you did take... Yeah,
I've never seen you dance or sing before.
Because we've never been to a club together.
Neither of Sam and I.
It's a pretty rare occasion.
But...
Oh, no, we went to a dance. We went to a club one time.
Yeah, yeah.
We did?
No, Sam and I.
Yes, Matt and Alyssa went to a club.
No, I thought you meant, like, I was there with you, too.
No. I've never been to a club with you.
But even on our wedding, we didn't dance.
No. We ate s'mores.
I hate dancing, though, so that worked for me.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Who's the bigger party animal, speaking of all this?
Used to be Alyssa.
Oh. Bye there. Yeah. I would actually still say I'm the bigger party animal, even though I don't drink.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy to go to a party.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's...
I'm happy to go to a party and leave.
Yeah, I like to hang out.
Who's more likely to swim with a shark?
We both have.
But, yeah, we both have.
But I think mine were less dangerous than yours.
You were swimming with... When did you swim with a shark?
Me?
Yeah.
In Bora Bora.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about Great White in the cage.
Oh, I would.
I don't like sharks.
I think...
Why?
I told you this lots of times. That's why I don't like being in the ocean. I think I would do it. If you did it, I would just do it to face my fears. But I really don't like... And I know sharks are...
I love aquatic animals.
I know sharks aren't dangerous. Well, they a little bit, but I know really they're just...
They're
like,
misunderstood.
Yeah, totally. And they're just deeply being butchered for no reason and all that stuff.
Just
so
like
I don't,
Kuma was understood for the longest time.
I don't want to like add to the thing about sharks.
Stigma.
Yeah. Because I do think that they're
We're
just,
trying to break down stigmas here.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
But it's just an irrational fear I have. Okay, here's a question. Who's got more irrational fears?
Me.
Alyssa.
Yeah, I knew that answer too.
You're setting me up.
Yeah.
All I have are irrational fears.
Yeah.
Go on.
No.
Don't tell everyone your irrational fears.
He really wants you to hash out your trauma.
No. Because part of my irrational fear is speaking about my irrational fears and then them coming true because I've spoken about them.
Yeah. Same standard wraps.
Who's more likely to do public speaking?
Sam.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would have a panic attack. If I tried.
I feel like I've probably had to do more public speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, like watching you do that thing in Sephora that one time, I was like getting stressed on your behalf.
I was pretty nervous. Well, was I?
I don't think you were nervous that one. You were chilling.
What's the most nervous event you've been to?
The most nervous event.
I don't know how to
The most nervous I've been at an event?
Yes.
let me think.
Who's most likely to correct my grammar?
Me.
Just because you have more opportunities.
I don't know. I don't think that I can recall like a specific time where I've been really nervous. And usually if I am nervous, it's like as soon as I'm up there and I like say the first thing, I'm like fine.
Have you done any public speaking at all? Like, can you think of a time even in high school where you had to like stand in front of a class?
Oh, yeah. I didn't get anxiety until college. So I always did public speaking and like stand-up comedy and stuff like that in high school.
You did stand-up?
Mm-hmm.
Stand-up. And it was actually stand-up was really nerve-wracking for me.
Yeah, that'd be so hard.
Oh, mine wasn't. And actually, like, I'm pretty proud of my stand-up. It was good.
I don't like, that's the one thing, like, I think I would have a hard time doing stand-up comedy. Improv, I think, would be fine. Mm. Stand-up comedy is, like, harder because, like, I don't like having, like, scripted things being, like, hopefully this is funny. Like, I like to, like, on the spot be, you know?
Did they make you do that in school?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
We had to write our own stand-up and then perform.
Yeah, and I missed Sam's, so I've never seen it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I had, like, a orthodontist appointment or something.
It's my little Sarah Palin bit.
Yeah. You went political at age 16.
Yeah. She was really on one with Sarah Palin back in the day.
Oh, she just made me fucking laugh. The one time she was doing a like a news thing and there was a turkey being slaughtered behind her. It was awesome. Yeah. Me.
Yeah. Sam.
Nowadays. That's it. That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
That would have been a long fucking wedding game.
No kidding. Yeah.
It's a little more rapid fire. You don't
need to. Yeah, you don't have to explain yourself.
Yeah, but.
Well, thank you so much, Matt, for your services.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.